SEO Podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, one of the owners here at eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram, influencer.
He is an influencer, and I have to ask you this question. I need you, like, if you're watching from YouTube, hi, great, make sure you subscribe.
Yes.
If you're watching on YouTube, I've got to ask you this question. How do you know this man across from me, other than the fact that he has a bobblehead caricature in the screen behind me? How do you know that this gentleman, Matt Bertram, is an influencer?
I'm wearing the t-shirt that says influencer.
That's right. That is right. It doesn't take much. If your shirt says I'm an influencer or just influencer, you are an influencer.
Well, I would say, based on how other people measure it, that's how I measure it. If you're wearing the shirt, I'm an influencer today.
Yep.
But 10,000 followers on any social media platform.
I think that's a good number.
Yeah, I started getting contacted to post different stuff to influence online.
Yeah. So they want to compensate you for the posts?
Yes.
That's
very
cool.
I'm not quite at the,
$1 million.
Yeah. A post.
Well, any of you that saw that Fire Festival on Netflix, $250,000 for one post.
They wouldn't reach out to you yet? Is that?
I mean, I'm on that road.
Yeah.
I will have a camera following me. I think we should do a documentary. We should just have someone follow us around all day.
Yep.
See what it is in life of influencer.
Of an influencer.
Yeah.
The influencer, Matt Bertram. Hey, remember, we are broadcasting live here from Houston, Texas, and Matt and I, not only influencer, but we are also results rebels.
We're results rule followers.
Is that?
We're results rule followers.
Rule followers. We follow the rule.
Yeah.
So are we?
Yeah.
That's our. Yeah. We're the results rule followers.
Yes! The alliteration's still there.
All right, so we got a review. I wanted to read this to you. This is from, I'm going to go with Maggie. Her last name is longer and confusing. I'll give it a try. Tuxapska. And it is, of course, Five stars.
I have,
like, all of our shtick is gone.
I had it in my voice, didn't crack.
Yeah. Detailed and helpful keyword analysis from Alyssa was really motivating and helped me get back on track to targeting more volume keywords. Thank you. Punch in the face to you, Maggie. We really appreciate you taking the time to leave us a review, and we really appreciate that.
Like that you printed it out.
Really
sweet.
We need to have
like a testimonial board.
Well,
like when we get testimonials, like, right?
So
like
we are
in our office or here.
We could put it on the board that's behind us. We just, you know.
And then we could scroll through your Facebook live. No, just kidding.
Is that? So if this is the first time you've come to the podcast, I want to let you know, howdy, and welcome to the podcast. If you've been here to the podcast before, we're glad you're back.
Why do we say howdy, Chris?
Because we're from Texas.
Because I went to Texas A&M.
Is that?
And I'm from Texas.
So is that the only college where you attend and you say howdy? Is that the howdy college?
Do you know any other colleges? Say howdy. That is the howdy college.
That's the howdy college.
That is totally the howdy college.
It does.
It's howdy. That's how you know that you're talking. That's the secret sign language, the handshake.
That's
like
the secret.
If you say hello to somebody, you say howdy, you're like, are they an Aggie?
Yeah. So
and
I feel like if you follow the line of Texas jokes, it would be an Aggie who says that howdy is the secret handshake.
And you just see how we change light bulbs, too.
There's a few jokes. Anyway, so howdy, whether it's from A&M or from Houston, Texas, specifically.
We do ride horses to school.
Yes, daily.
And work.
And I had one friend who came from Australia who was convinced that we would have really large buck knives at public school. Like, they were concerned about that.
So I was on this cruise, I know, big side note here, but they were like, do you ride horses to school? And I was like, and this was Canadians I was talking to, I was on a cruise. I was like, and do you live in an igloo?
And you both said yes, because it's a fact. If you've come back to this podcast, you might be interested in some tips. We have some tips for you. You can get them in PDF format. All you need to do is go to ewebresults.com/tips, and that'll take you to those tips. One of them is 77 marketing strategies every law firm needs to know.
If you're a law firm,
Well, yeah,
and you need tips.
Which is only useful for the law firm.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's probably
we
not.
Actually have a lot of things, and we will be making more video courses coming soon when my calendar opens up.
Oh, look, mini guides behind
Look at that looks so nice.
20 tips for awesome web design. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
5 mistakes that could tank your business. Oh, it doesn't say, and how to avoid them, because that's a key component.
What is this right here? Oh, that looks
nice. That looks like a book. That looks like a really good book.
Yeah.
Written by an influencer.
Gosh, we got it all figured out now.
It is all figured out.
No, this looks very nice. I think it's the TV. No. All right, Chris, people are hitting forward and backwards trying to get to the meat and
or
potatoes.
They're on like, 4-speed. The one last thing that I want to say.
4-speed.
4-speed.
I know, David. Speed. That's hilarious. Yeah.
David.
Shout
David
out
Hunter,
to David Hunter.
Punch
yep.
in the face. He's awesome. I don't know how he listens so fast. Also, we have T-shirts. You can get internet marketing T-shirts. You can go get an internet marketing T-shirt at
we need
the
to make
web
one that says influencers.
Influencer. Yeah.
Influence maker.
ewebresults.com/swag. So the article that we're going to cover today doesn't exist.
We're going to make it, and we're going to transcribe it and then post it as a blog.
Yes.
We're making
this is
content.
Live, and we're doing this real time. So I'm
see,
really
see,
excited.
I didn't read it.
I'm really reading the article.
I didn't
this
read
this time.
The
wait, no. It's not that you didn't read it this time. It's that this time you actually have an excuse.
I'm prepared.
You're totally prepared.
I'm prepared
we
this
are
time.
Equally prepared. So I'm really excited. My wife probably won't even see this video and might not even like that we're talking about it. She is going to open
will
a
see
business.
It.
Yeah, she likes to keep
I'm going to share it with her.
She likes to keep things really.
I promise you she will see it.
I'm not sure that's a good strategy for either one of us. So she's going to start a business. She and I were actually looking at buying a business, and it's a language school, and that didn't go the way that we were hoping, and she was like, well, I'm going to just go do this because I understand what I've been thinking about it. It makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of opportunity. The Houston market, by the way, a lot of people, I didn't believe this when I first heard it. Houston is the most diverse city in the country. Like this is not debatable, oh, of course it's New York because New York is known for being more diverse. This is actually the most diverse culture city in the entire country. By the way, I'm getting used to changing cameras and like it's easy on TV, but.
We need the little red light.
Well, yeah, he's pointing, though, so okay, so we've got it. So so there's a lot of people here learning languages. It's also the biggest oil city in the country.
There's
and a lot
it's
of
very
people,
transient, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of people end up going to other countries, and they want to learn languages before. So there's a lot of opportunity to teach languages here in this very diverse city. And so she's opening a school. And one of the things I told her, as you're putting this business plan together, you need to include, what do you need to include? You need to include a marketing budget, right? And so she did. Our first step, what's our first step when you're going to start working with us?
Profit plan.
It's a profit plan.
Or actually, it's a 15-minute, 30-minute consult,
oh,
which she
true.
Did do
yep.
with Alyssa. Yep.
yep. And then it's the longer phrase is from problems to profit plan. So like how do we take your current marketing situation, online marketing situation, from potential problems and turn it into really profitable marketing? And so she did that profit plan yesterday.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we decided, well, let's talk about what should you be thinking about if you're opening a new business, or maybe even if your business has been open for a while, what are the marketing strategies that you need to be thinking about putting in place?
When
maybe
you take your business online, yeah.
Yeah, when you take it online, maybe you're not happy, maybe your website was just a splash page to get you started. What do you do next? And so we thought, well, why don't we just get on the podcast and talk about that, because it's really relevant whether you've been, you know, operating in the online space for a long time or just getting started.
So, you know, really a lot of even like lawyers, since we were talking about lawyers before, lawyers, I'm looking at the camera, guys. Hey, okay, this is fun.
it's a little distracting, right? Now I got to look over here.
So really, yes, there's Chris. So basically, lawyers really operate based on referrals a lot.
Right.
Okay, and there's a lot of other industries that operate too. Like when you talk to clients or potential clients when they're prospects for us, they say, hey, you know, how are you currently generating your business? Oh, I operate exclusively on referrals. And I'm like, that sounds scary. You know, that sounds a little dangerous.
And slow.
And slow. We get a lot of, we get a lot of referrals as well. And referrals are the best type of clients, and you know, it's wonderful to get referrals, but if you're not getting enough referrals and you want to increase the growth of your business, how do you generate leads that are not referrals? Okay, so that's probably one of the big things that you got to look at. Also, if you have one or two great referral sources and they stop referring or they retire, okay, for example.
How do you feel that?
So I got, yeah, I got a client that they had two referral sources prior to working with us, and both of them were in their like late 60s, 70s, and they're concerned that they're going to retire. And they're like, hey, I actually need to create a more stable source of leads for my business, and I need to take that online, right? So what
I personally would recommend that you have about 10 lead sources available. So if that's, maybe you could consider referrals if it's two different referral partners. Okay, great, that's one and two. And then you could have Facebook ads, and then you could have actually Google ads, and then SEO traffic. And then you should be doing some networking as a business owner. Like you should have about 10 strategies.
Going to conferences. I mean, there's multiple places that referrals can come from, and you want different engines running, and you don't want to put necessarily all your eggs in one basket.
Yep.
Now, you know, I have heard, and I like the analogy, like, put all your eggs in one basket and watch that basket really
closely.
Yeah, watch it really closely. And I believe that to be true, but look, a Google update or a Facebook update could kill your business. And really, as internet
marketing, dependent on one
one lead source. So you always want to kind of keep that in mind. But there are things that produce better. But really, online, if you want to put it in one big bucket, right, of like traditional marketing, online marketing, and all the different sub facets of that, if you're trying to get online, okay. Yeah. Be prepared to get in the game if you have zero assets.
Right.
10K.
Yep.
Okay, the minimum I believe that you need to have set aside is minimally 10K to get in the game. And that's not to stay in the game.
Right.
That's to like build the car
to
get in the game and
kind of like to put your flag on the hill.
To start getting to going, okay, 10K, but you can't go, okay, that should propel me, right?
No.
So really you need 10K to get in the game. I would say another 5 to 10K to put gas in the car to get you to the point where you can start reinvesting if you do reinvest 15 to 30% of like whatever you're making. And really, we started to get into, and I think we can kind of talk about this in a little bit, but when you're growing a business online, there's a lot of things that you need to do from a business standpoint, right? And so we tend to, in the profit plans, provide business tips too, right? Like of things that we would recommend based on people that we've seen be successful, and there's kind of certain best practices from you know, growing a business online. There's some business related things that we can get into, but just what I wanted to just get out there is if you're trying to move your business online, you don't have any digital assets, or you just have kind of a little landing page that say, hey, I'm a business, because that's what people used to do. They used to go to the internet and go, oh, okay, they have a website, okay,
Even if it's just a landing page,
I'll call them.
Yeah.
And then now it's like Facebook. Hey, are they posting on Facebook or whatever? Okay, I'll call them. But really turning your website into a lead generating machine takes a little bit of more thought, effort, strategy, et cetera.
And may, depending on the industry, may end up being a lot more than even 15K that you kind of spoke about. So that just depends.
That's just to get in the game. You got to budget for that. I know it's sometimes sticker shock, but if you want to do it right, you know.
And I got to tell you, it was sticker shock for my wife. I mean, despite me kind of telling her current status of the business, I was like, is it really that expensive? And like, yes, it really is that much work that's going into what's happening. And then more importantly than that, is it really that valuable? And the answer is unequivocally yes. So we're not, you know, charging a monthly fee and hoping that our customers get that monthly fee back. That's not the end game, right?
No.
If that's all you're coming to us for, then we might not be the right organization for you. But if you want actually more, right? So if you want better,
we're looking for growth companies.
Yes.
Okay. I've been fired a few times because we've done too good.
Yes.
Okay. And I have actually case studies where I generate too many leads and they're not set up to grow, so they stop services.
Yep.
Sometimes
services
we do,
with us, they stop.
Stop services with us, and then they got to focus on hiring. And anybody out there is happy to know that I ran a headhunting agency for 8 years very successfully. So from a business standpoint, business tips, if we do get you too many leads and you're hiring, might be able to provide you at least some advice or direction there. Chris, from eWeb standpoint, have I been able to bring value from hiring training from my last business?
So, I
know I'm going off on a tangent.
No. So I just want to make sure I understand the question. Have you added influencer value to the company because of your ability to hire the right people? Is that the
question? Like hiring, like people like, okay, you get too many leads, you got to grow your business.
Yes.
You got to hire people after you have too much stuff, right?
Yeah. Like, I would say that you also have a really good vision in mind, and so that you're sometimes, to my nervousness, hiring ahead of the curve that you see coming. Right, so really you do need to think about that. And we've actually had some smart business owners, I know you've shared some stories with me, where they're like, okay, so how many people am I gonna need to hire once I get you guys on board and you guys start delivering? And we can talk to like a pressure washing company whose whole business model has changed because of the
work. He just showed me his new location, it's pretty legit.
Yeah, so he's got like.
But also too, the other thing I just wanna keep in mind is people think like, okay, like, this is a Hail Mary. I'm gonna do internet marketing. I'm gonna go into PPC. I need leads right now.
And spend my last penny.
I'm gonna spend my last penny to get it to work. Like, internet marketing is a process.
Yep.
Even, you know, PPC or AdWords is a process. SEO is a process. So a lot of people come to us, and I know we're in this instant gratification world, and I do love SEO because we do it, and then we see the results of what we did. But Google doesn't immediately reward you. They want to know it's legit, and it takes some time. So we talk about, hey, 90, 120 days. And then
maybe you can speak to like the pressure washing company, like a certain number of months in it, they were really nervous and they had actually kind of,
it
wasn't necessarily a Hail Mary, but it was a full investment of their marketing strategy.
Well, they trusted us completely.
Yeah.
And he started, respected me enough to say, hey, I'm getting concerned. I could have put money here. I could have put money there. And I said, hey, everything's on the right track. We're about to get over the other side of the hump.
We're a month away.
And then boom, it popped. And it's just.
And now he won't answer our phone calls.
No, he will. He will. Like, he's going to be doing a video for us.
There was a time that he was so busy he couldn't. Like,
yeah, no, he actually had to hire three or four people.
Yeah.
Right? And so. These are real problems. Like, we have a lot of clients that have too many leads. I mean, we just talked to a client yesterday that you have a meeting with that, so we went a little overzealous with ranking, you know, for like home remodeling, and he's in Houston and he was getting leads from New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
How SEO works is, you know, you rank locally, then you rank regionally, you rank nationally.
Already got them regionally, yeah.
So we had to add fields to reduce that. We had to add maps to say what he serviced. And really, he had to hire people, and we needed to target content a little bit more. So it's a refined process. SEO is an ongoing process.
Yes.
It's like an ongoing conversation with Google, and also know everybody else is talking to Google, and Google's talking to everybody else and figuring out what they're looking for, and they're trying to provide those best results. So it's not static.
Right.
People think SEO is static. What SEO is online PR. We are your online PR professionals. FYI, we're going to start ranking for PR firm, PR company, agency, because we are a PR firm, and we do offer those services. People just think of PR or public relations in the traditional sense.
As like a press release.
Like everybody's like, oh, people just do press releases for SEO. That was always not the case.
Right.
Okay? What we do for clients is online PR. We influence. Okay? We're starting eWeb Results Media. Okay?
Yeah.
We will be creating influence in the marketplace for your business. Interruption marketing does work, but people, I mean, think about like Legos. Like, Legos has a whole movie and it's just all advertising.
Yeah.
It's, you know, product placement, long, all that.
Really,
I know,
done.
I'm going way off tangent here. Let's go back.
I was going to bring us back in. And so to talk about starting a new business, right? And I think we did a podcast, maybe it was five podcasts ago, where we said, hey, here are the top three things that you need to do. So
what did we say those
were? We can revisit those. we got to get our historian to pull. No. First step was website, right? You got to have a website. And one of the things we say is the website needs to reflect the value and quality of service you provide to your customers, right? And so one of the things Matt's been doing here is our customer base is kind of moving up in terms of corporate size. And so our website is changing to reflect that delta, right?
Yes.
And so you need to do the same. Like, do you provide a high-quality, valuable service, your website needs to be high-quality and value and look valuable.
It's like a billboard out in front of your office when they first walk in.
Yep.
Right? Also, it's like your top salesperson that sells 24/7, 7 days a week.
Yep.
Like, how are they representing you?
Yep.
So really, yeah, the marketing system that we've been speaking a lot of, I think that's what you're referring to, is a high converting, high quality website.
Right.
That's step one.
Yep. Next is traffic. So this is a little bit different because we know we're talking about the specific case of this language school and where they're going
to
drive
business
from. Well,
I can speak to all that. We can go into that.
So traffic, like how are we going to drive traffic to it?
Yeah.
And then the two others that we mentioned in that particular podcast were email drips.
Yeah.
Right? When you meet people, when you get customers,
yeah.
when you get prospects who maybe didn't become a customer yet, what emails are you dripping to them?
Yeah.
And then finally remarketing. Right, and so I'm sure what you spoke about with Marisa the other day was ticked all of those boxes.
And we're making a new infographic that's a little more sophisticated. Really, it was high converting website, SEO, and then paid advertising.
Yep.
Right. And you can add all those in there. You could add beacon marketing and geofencing and all that to the back, and we can actually put this process. So a lot of times, clients come to us and they are in that kind of maybe Hail Mary state. Okay,
yeah.
And I need leads right now,
or yesterday,
and they jump right into PPC. And what I talk about PPC is like you want the coupon hunters. You want to give away the deals. That's not necessarily what you want, but
depending on your business,
the
businesses we work with,
So B2B, B2C, but going back to kind of what you were talking about, that absolutely is the model that works.
Yeah.
And you don't want to necessarily put the cart before the horse. So you kind of want to check the box 1, 2, 3, right? 4, 5, 6, whatever. What we talked about with your wife specifically, and I had never done research on this before, is okay, what do you want to do? Right. And really, she wants to be kind of like a recruiter, kind of like a matchmaker. Right.
Yeah.
Like so someone wants to learn something and then she has a pool of people that she connects them with. Right.
Right.
So she's kind of a matchmaker.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily need a location for that. You can kind of use locations
for
that.
Nimble.
Like you could use a co-working space. You could swap out things like to do a class, but if it's individual, it depends on if it's children.
Or it can even be at their house,
Yeah, that's what we looked at, is like, what do you want to learn it for? How do you want to learn it? What format? Is it a class? Is it an individual? Is it kids? Is it adults? So we were looking at all these things. Interestingly enough, Chris, based on the data, the three things that were where the volume was learning Spanish, learning English, and then learning sign language. That was where the traffic was. I don't know. I'm sure she told you.
She mentioned it to me. Yeah. That was a big surprise.
Because we looked at French and German, and there was like 10, 20 people a month that looked for that.
Not too many, right.
And so you got to understand, okay, what are people searching for if we're not generating demand on Facebook or something like that? All right, so this is what we have. We can add that to it. We can offer that service. But where's the bulk and the core of the business going to be?
Right.
And so we kind of identified that. I brought Justin in, our branding guy.
Right.
We went through a whole branding process to build her a brand, a logo. She needed business cards.
Yep.
She needs a trifold brochure to hand out.
Yep.
So there's things that you need. I think if you're coming out with the website, offering some kind of branding package or having a consistent brand is super important.
For sure.
Then we went through, okay, how are we going to go after this target market?
And those come back to like you spoke about, in the old days, they have a website, check. Like business card, an absolute check. A trifold brochure, that's going to be another Alipion, that's going to be a check. Right?
What do you need to operate your business?
Yeah.
Like what do you need to do to start your business, like setting you up for success? What are the tools that you need? And I think you need a website. Maybe a business card or some kind, and then some kind of lead behind. It doesn't have to be a trifold brochure. But if you have those three things, you can present yourself to the world as a business. And how nice that is depends on how high end you want to be, who you want to target, what your target market is. But then from a business side, you got to work backwards and figure out who are my customers and how many potential prospects are in that pool?
Right.
Was she going national? Was she going regional? Was she going local?
Right.
These are all limited factors that you have to address. So, I mean, kind of walk through, I guess, kind of what you were talking with her about, and then I can maybe add.
One of the things is, and actually I was going to, I'll probably turn
talking about, the first thing you did was like, where are the search phrases? What is it that you're actually looking at, that people are searching for,
where you could place well and you could drive your business? Yeah. Well, you also turn around and go, okay, from an SEO perspective, it's not just, hey, sign language is the third most searched term, but it's really competitive. Like, how competitive is it makes a big difference. So, yeah, it's in this order, English and then Spanish and then sign language. And if English has such a high level of competition in it, and I don't think it, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't.
Certain phrases were low, right? Yeah. So really how we do SEO is we get super granular.
Right.
And it's not like a black box. So it's really just like, we're like more data scientists. So it's like figuring out where the data is.
And where the opportunities are.
And where the opportunities are. And then arbitrage. Like, yeah. I don't know, people in SEO probably don't use that word a lot, but it's arbitrage. It's like basically going, hey, this is a keyword that people are bidding on, so we know there's an auction for it.
There's value.
There's probably value because there's a market. People are bidding on it, and it's not that competitive. Do we want to get in the game and bid?
Yeah.
Or do we want to go after the organic traffic?
Something else. Yeah.
Or go after something else, and really based upon how quickly we want to show results or we need results determines what we can and can't go after.
Right.
Yeah. And it's building out that kind of 6 month year strategy to figure out where that low hanging fruit is and what to go after as quickly or as consistently or what the strategy is really.
So one of the things, so you asked me kind of what were some of our conversations. Anytime you're starting a new business, right? One of the first things that you really want to make sure is there a demand, right?
Yes.
Is there a demand for what you offer? Again, we kind of described Houston as a very diverse culture, and so there's a lot of opportunity for learning languages. The next thing is you really, like, in terms of preference of business, you want something that's a repeated demand, right?
Yeah.
So you don't want to just sell, I don't know, solar panels once. Yes, you can run a solar panel business, and that can do really well, but it's typically a one-time sale, whereas, teaching a language is month over month over month, just like eWeb Results is a month over month over month service. And so you want to stick to those types of
businesses. I grew up in the pharma business, right?
Yeah.
And like, they don't really want to cure stuff.
Yeah. As it turns
they
out.
They want maintenance, right?
Yeah.
But absolutely.
So you want to make sure that there's a market. You want to make sure that it's a repeat business, that customers come back time and time again. And when you say market, you got to add this caveat to it, which is it a service that you can provide at a price people are willing to pay, right? So if you're going to teach Spanish, but you've got to pay somebody $100 an hour to teach Spanish, and people are only willing to pay $50 an hour to actually learn Spanish, it's not going to be a viable business. And so we kind of went through all of that checklist as the first pieces of it. And we kind of knew almost intuitively there's actually franchises that are pretty successful across the country and actually globally that teach language.
You know what one of the most successful franchises is that my parents actually, when they were moving into retirement, were looking to buy? A Kumon Learning Center.
Yeah.
They're like one of the highest success rates.
Everybody wants their kids to be smarter,
right?
To learn more.
And then what is it? It's like a big room with a chalkboard, and actually at the time when they were looking at it, it was like, I don't even think they have those projectors, you know, where you like slide the glass, you know what I mean? Like whatever, what are they called? Are they called?
Wow.
I think they're called projectors, right? Those old school ones, and then I don't think they do that anymore. But that was what it was. Just a bunch of desks. It was a chalkboard, not a whiteboard.
Right.
And then it was like one of those, and it was just a big room. And then they had like a course, and then also like tutoring, right? Tutoring in like college and stuff like that. They did that sort of thing. So education is absolutely a wonderful business.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, that's why I'm looking at
it. So then next is one of the things that you want to do is maybe identify what target you're going to go after.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so there's a couple things that go into that. One of them is price point. And one of the things that we considered as we were looking at this business or kind of naming the business is, how do you name it? Right? Because you could have it, Languages for Everyone is going to be kind of maybe more of a moderate or low income people, like, hey, that sounds right for me. And then so Marisa kind of keyed in on kind of want to go after some of the higher end market in Houston. Those business owners, not necessarily owners, but business people who are about to go overseas or whatever. So we ended up with Academy, and she got fixated. She needed it to start with an A for some reason. Well, but Academy really works, right?
Well, you remember like the plumbing, ABC plumbing, and like ABC 123 plumbing, like those
triple A plumbing.
Triple A, exactly.
Quadruple A plumbing. So she wanted the A, and so it ended up being Academy of Culture and Language, which is just really a good
kind of high level language, yeah.
Right?
So I'm gonna bring up another example of one of our clients. I hope he doesn't mind. I don't think he does because we're actually completely rebranding him. We're looking at doing this package, and he's kind of our prototype here. Yeah. It's called like the Build Your Brand Mania like program.
Because
we had to totally remake.
Yeah.
So he's a chiropractor, okay? Yeah. And the name of his company.
So we can say that it's something people want, right?
Yep.
That they want it over and over again, typically.
Yep.
You can do it at a fee that people can pay, right? And so that ticks all the things that you would want in a business.
It's a great business. Also, it's similarly, it's a room, and he does just straight adjustments, right? So it's also
one of the perks when you work here.
It's one of the perks when you work here that you get free adjustments once a week. But what I can tell you is
no one's ever told me the day. I haven't had my adjustment, so I start my morning.
I got it today. It was wonderful. It was wonderful.
I'm the most relaxed person. I'm like, because I have the most back problems out of anybody.
Well, so interestingly enough, you know, we're working on his full rebrand.
Right.
So the name of his company, is a chiropractor.
Right.
Cafe of Life. So his big billboard out, like, or his sign in a multi-unit sign, Cafe of Life. When you walk into his office, Cafe of Life. Do you? And then his website was cafeoflife.com.
Yeah, coffee. That's what.
Right, like what is this?
Like healthy coffee, like really, really healthy coffee. Like not just coffee, but.
So that was kind of the when we started. Like he was. I got referred to him, but like. What I could tell you is it's like, hey, man, like, I didn't even know you were a chiropractic company.
Yeah.
Can you explain this to me? And he had to take 10, 15 minutes to, like, if anybody
gets. It made perfect sense when it was explained
But if you tell somebody a joke, like, and you got to explain the joke to him, it's not, like.
Not a good joke,
so it's not good if you got 8 seconds to explain to something what you do. It needs to be, like, chiropractic, like, in the name or, like.
Chiropractic for life.
Like, chiropractic for life or chiropractor back. Sore back? Chiropractor, like
right.
What I mean. So you know, sorry, Brett, but we're really gonna do well for you. We got some great stuff coming. So that's just an example of how important that name is.
Yep.
Does it reflect the brand of what you do? Right.
And then as you're searching for that, you're thinking about the name. You've got to be searching about the domain name in tandem with the name, right? Because if you get Academy of Culture and Language and, you know, there's no iteration or version of Academy and Culture and Language that as a domain that you can get, like, that's not going to work. That's not viable.
So you brought up something else. I'm glad you're just bringing up all this stuff that's percolating up in my brain here. And
that's because you're an influencer.
Thank you. You know, we have two clients. Okay, right now that are both in the roofing industry.
Right.
And what we're dealing with is they picked a name that's really popular, apparently, both of them for roofing names.
Right.
And there's multiple companies that have the same name as them.
In the same area?
And in other areas. And we've had some spa builders with that issue. Like, so the interesting thing is, like, look what people are searching for when they search for you and see. You know, is someone really doing a good job that are going to outrank you for it? Because they're going to either grab a lot of their traffic, or you're going to be hard to find until you really tell Google what it's about.
Yeah.
You know, so it's important
to have the domain.
Well, it's
name,
important
right?
to understand the domain name and the repercussions or the positive, you know, impact of that.
And I can tell you there is an Academy of Culture and Language in I think it's in Ecuador. And so she was all worried about this. I was like, don't worry. Like, think about it. If somebody in the Houston area does a search for Academy of Culture and Language and they end up on an Ecuadorian website, they'll figure it out and they'll find you.
Well, the last thing I'll tell you is a guy I went to high school with started a club here in Houston called Clay.
Right.
Okay, and I don't know if it's in Ibiza or where Clay was originally from, but he actually took that to his benefit, right? So he's not associated with that other club that's a super high-end, international club.
Right.
But based on his branding and all this sort of thing, he's the only Clay, like, in the United States. And so he's getting a little bit of, like, elevation because of that, right? Yeah. And so it can work at your detriment. It can work to your advantage. Yeah. But it's all things that you need to consider when building a brand from scratch.
Yeah.
You know?
So, okay, name, we've got domain, and then really it's about hiring the right company to come in with the right investment and build out that campaign. And so I don't know if you want to talk a little bit more about, like, what is the kind of initial plan?
Sure. I'm curious why she hired us.
Because we're the best. We're the best. I can tell you a business coach asked her, like, I know that they're expensive. You know, are you really going to pay that? And I don't know if that question was like, well, it's your husband who owns it, who's one of the owners. Is he going to make you pay?
Yeah.
But it's the right way to, for me, like, I own a number of businesses. Sometimes the businesses do business with each other. It's the right thing to do. You got to, like, let the cash flow the way it needs to flow. And let the one company feel the pain of having to pay, and then just know that you're also actually, the
money's
going back.
Well, we're setting it up for success. We're building the right plan. And you know, I would say, what is expensive? Like,
right.
I mean, a lot of clients come to us, spend $50,000, $100,000, and they didn't get anything. I mean, we got tons of testimonies.
They spent that before us and didn't get
anything.
No,
well, a lot of our clients, come to us.
Have
spent that with other companies or multiple companies until they found us.
Yeah.
And I have a number of testimonials of people that have spent that money, and then they're like, hey, you were a little more expensive. I came back to you. Now, why don't you just do it right the first time?
Yeah.
And what I can tell you, too, is we've raised our prices a little bit in certain areas, but the values matched with the pricing increase.
Absolutely.
Okay?
For sure.
And it's gotten a little more competitive out there, a little more noisy, and you need a little more effort. Before, you could, you know, do one or two things and you're on the first page of Google.
Yeah.
That's not the game anymore.
Yeah.
And if you come to us, we want to make sure you succeed, and we want to make sure you got enough momentum to get there, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's ways that we can do it smart, and we are very efficient as well.
Right.
What we did with your wife, because she needs to hit the summer cycle,
right.
Okay, which
pretty
is
quickly,
like,
yeah.
like, right, I think
it's
kids
like
are,
tomorrow.
I think today's the last day of
today
school for kids,
last day of school,
for a lot of
yeah.
school, right? So what we did is we did kind of our base pricing
right.
for our website, a discounted site. We create a theme, we run it through the theme, we get it done in 30 days.
Yep.
We build the bones, though.
Right.
This is one of the keys, and this is really why you want to hire us, I think, or at least consult with us, is build the right SEO structure so the site's very aerodynamic and float to the top of Google.
Right.
So building out that structure, understand what the keywords we're going after, and build that infrastructure. And so, you know, get the website done really quickly. We're building a mood board basically of all the pictures and
right.
kind of text she likes, and we're going to be the experts and decide what to do, and then she can kind of tweak it after we get it
yep.
out the door
and
off the ground
running,
and then we're going to start the content creation. We're going to be optimizing the Google My Business and start doing some off-page things while the website's being built. So
right.
the website will hit the ground running. We'll be doing the SEO as we're building the website. So when we launch, we can launch it up quite well. We'll
right.
be adding, you know, we've used a couple different, like Crazy Egg, Lucky Orange, Hotjar. We've used a bunch of different ones. You know, the jury's still out on which one's the best, but looking at what people are doing and continuing to optimize for that engagement and click-through rate and those sort of things on the page. And we should be able to launch her up really quickly for these certain search terms,
yep.
catch the kind of Gulf Stream traffic to
right.
stay on the first page, high up
I
on the first
Gulf
page.
Stream,
yeah.
Gulf,
I feel like, yeah. And then, I don't know, I've kind of just thought of that recently, because once you get in the top kind of five positions, three positions on Google, really, you kind of stay there,
yeah.
right? Unless someone really comes in and knocks you out, but it's more like you're incumbent.
Yeah.
And it takes a minute to get up there. It's going to take 90, 120 days from
yep.
zero. Really, 120 days is what I told her.
It's
I said 4 to 6
yeah.
months from nothing.
Yeah.
We'll get you to the first page. You're not going to see traffic till the first page, but we're going to do that and pop you up there. And so you're paying for the website and some of that content creation. And then we're going to kind of, there'll be like a crossover point
yeah.
where we'll start generating demand, right? So
yeah.
for French, German, all that, there might be more demand, but people not searching for it.
Yep.
That will go into like Facebook ads. And then once we get them over, get the website over, you know, 100, you know, people coming to a website per month.
Remarketing.
Hit the remarketing. So really what we're looking at doing is for like a new business, what's the new business plan? And then how do we do that efficiently with the 6-month package, a year package? We're also building out packages for different franchise owners. When they're launching a franchise, yep, there's a set things to do. We've really had
absolutely
some success there. I think that I'm really excited about this. This will be another kind of case study from taking a business from absolute zero to
non-existent to first page of Google.
And just really an authority in the space. I mean, the influence that can be created by your presence online impacts the way people feel about your company.
Yep.
I mean, it's kind of the reputation that precedes you. Yeah. And they're like, oh, I know of you guys. And I get that a lot. I know of you guys, because if they've searched any of these key phrases, we've popped up, you know?
More than once, so
you can have that same thing for you.
Yeah.
And we want to help you do it, but know too that we're going to explain to you what's going on, but it's a process.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen overnight or everyone would be doing it. And there's a lot of people out there that are spending a lot of money with a lot of lackluster results. So, you know, if you put the money to the right things in the right way and you're patient and you know that you've spent the money the right way, the success will come. And once you get there, it's like the Gulf Stream. It keeps running, and you can start going after other phrases and other areas. And
you said you build the website aerodynamically, so then it just rides that Gulf Stream.
Oh yeah, it really.
Very good.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good place to kind of wrap up
I think
this discussion.
So, yeah.
I think
I'm out of water, so I mean, and I think I got a call here in a few minutes, so.
So if you like this podcast, we ask you to do one thing, and that's share it with three people. I think that's a good thing
that
for you to do.
That wants to start a business.
Yeah.
That has...
Or improve their internet marketing.
Or improve their internet marketing.
Or
if you hate your job and you want to start a business and you've saved money and you just want to pull the trigger, maybe give us a call and we'll have a consulting coaching class that we'll be doing soon.
So if you're looking to grow that new business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet...
The internet...
Call eWeb Results for increased revenue in your business, 713-592-6724. If you have a referral, that's somebody who's interested in internet marketing. We talked about what we do in this podcast. You send them to us. We've actually made it really easy. Just send us an email and let us know that you're sending a referral.
We have a form you can fill out, but we'll give you that later.
Yes. It's probably under...
No, we moved. We've been changing stuff.
Yeah, that's
right. But
send us an email.
Send us an email.
Yeah, that'll get to us. marketing@ewebresults.com.
Who's watching that one? Yeah, I would.
Is that not a good
I
one?
I would just fill out a website consultation.
Contact
us form, and someone will get back to you. We're a little short-staffed right now. Everybody decided to take summer vacation.
People getting married and needing honeymoons.
Yeah, at the same time.
And having babies and like...
There's another one
that'll be coming soon.
There's a lot going on right now. So, we are coming up with a new vacation policy as of this week. So, but yeah, reach out to us through the contact us form. And, we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a comment on Facebook.
If you're in Houston, and if you're planning on being in Houston around June 13th, we're having our grand opening in our new space. You can actually come see this podcast studio that
you
we're
can
in
be
right
here.
Now. Yeah, and we've actually got a networking group that I used to be with. It was actually really a Facebook.
We're doing a ribbon cutting that day, too.
We're doing a ribbon cutting that day. We're going to have Up Social Network is going to be here, so you could get interviewed on a live Facebook feed. It usually gets tens and 30,000 views.
20,000 last time
is average, right?
Yeah, yeah.
On one of those broadcasts. So you could get that. There's going to be snacks and food, I assume, because I haven't had to do much with that yet. Booze. And so come back. That's going to be June 13th. And we are here at, 13105 Northwest Freeway, 77040. So get that added to your calendar.
I am working on getting a sign out. Yeah, fifth floor.
Fifth floor, yes.
I'm working at getting a sign out front and in the hallway. So there's things coming. Also, we do have a new client that could put a sign on the side of this building.
That would be cool.
So we're talking to the building owner about that.
That does start about 4 o'clock. So 4 o'clock on June 13th.
Thursday.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Excellent. So we've got ways you can connect with us. Why don't you just... Actually, go leave us a review, facebook.com/eWebResults, and then that'll take you to our page. Please leave us a review there. Hopefully you will make that review 5 stars. That wraps up our podcast. You can get audio, video, and a transcript of this podcast on our website, eWebResults.com.
You actually can't right now, but if you email us, we'll give it to you. And on our new website that we're launching, you will be able to get that. So, Chris, sorry, we've been moving stuff around, doing some different things.
It's like playing with Legos, right? We've got to move these pieces around.
I do love Legos. I do love Legos.
So that wraps up this podcast. Until the next, you guys have made us the most popular internet marketing podcast.
One of the most popular.
The most popular. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now. Highbrow, highbrow, tamely, gamely, headed my way, cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl, pining, shining, needing some play. Where have you been all my life? Something pure yet so gonna set me free.